Yeah, yeah.
Patty and leather. Okay, okay, right.
Thank you.
That's like playing a square dance. It's like playing a square dance. You have to play it over and over and over again. And it just goes on and on forever. Your arm gets tired, you get tired. You look over at the other band members. No, no, no. More, more. And we have to. Because at a square dance, they're not sitting and listening to you. They're not, you know, they're paying attention to the beat and the groove, and they're able to do that as long as you keep it up. So I tried it a couple of times. With Herb Peterson and everything, we got a couple of square dance gigs, and it was just like brutal. It was like, I couldn't believe that anybody could play that. And then I realized they don't usually have live musicians. They have a record player play. They put the record on, you know. Yeah. Jeez, I was just, yeah. And the pay was pitiful, too. It's like, oof. For that, I got blisters on my fingers. No, I mean, really tired, really tired. And it kind of sours you on playing fiddle tunes. It kind of like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. You know, you go home and you practice tunes and you listen to tunes and you go, no, steer away from that. I'm not sure. It really puts a whole thing into you, you know. But that's the way it was. So you had to do it and you did. Yeah, right. Talk him into it. Try to. Yeah. No. Put the same one on again.
Well, are any of you guys fans of Arhuli Records? Yeah. Well, this is one that I learned from the very first Arhuli record. The very first Arhuli LP was a guy named Mance Lipscomb.
Mance Lipscomb, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.